Welcome back to Rosie on the House.
Just sitting here this morning at the breakfast table with the first cup of coffee. Somebody's dialing in. I think they want to talk to Robert. We're here with Robert Steve, good friend and editor of Arizona Highways Magazine. Now, how long have you been in that chair?
I'm coming up on 11 years next month. So,
well, it's amazing. You said that the magazine is how many years old?
Yeah, we're 94 years old. I'm only the 10th editor.
That's amazing.
In history.
So it must be a really good job.
Well, if you can get that job, why would you ever let it go?
Well, Mr. Carlson, who we referenced in the last segment to really transform the magazine, he was there for 39 years, so he kind of threw the curve.
What
a
life's work,
huh? I'm the third longest tenured so far, but I'm not going to catch Ray, I'm pretty sure. Sure.
Well, we're rooting for you.
Well, before Wynn introduced us, I really didn't like you very much.
I've heard that before.
But that was that probably had something to do about being jealous.
Wynn gave me this job and helped me get my foot in that door, and I'll forever be grateful. You mentioned it at the outset that it's not really a job, after a weekend, I'm anxious, so excited to get. Not that I stop working on the weekend, because it's a job that you're always working on things and thinking about. But it's a privilege to walk in those hallowed doors every Monday morning.
You were talking about a press release that went out in y'all's search for one missing issue, and that you got responses from around the world, literally from around the world. And you must circulate around the world, because this picture contest on the back is never won by anybody in Arizona, ever.
Couple things, Rosie. First of all, and I've said this to you before, I love radio and I love your show and I love being on it. When I'm on here, I hear more from more people than anything else I do. Secondly, every time I'm on here, you bust me about that very same point.
He does.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Record, there have been some local winners. To your other point,
I think he just thinks he should be able to win them all.
Yeah.
You know?
To your other point, we have subscribed.
I'll let it go.
No, you don't have to. It keeps me honest. It's a random drawing.
Really?
If you actually read the fine print, Rosie.
Oh, there's rules in there.
It's a random drawing. And, you know, and the reason that happens, all joking aside, is we have subscribers in 120 countries around the world and all 50 states. So, you know, when you stick your finger in the hat and pull out a name, there's a pretty good chance it's going to come from Poughkeepsie or Lawrence, Kansas, or somewhere like that.
Well, one of the really wonderful things about Arizona Highways is all the different ways that you draw the viewer or readers. Radio Land. But how many readers you draw in? They have a chance to submit photography.
Mm-hmm.
They have a chance to be able to write.
You know, our history is based on contributors. And, you know, we don't have a staff of photographers. We have a photo editor who's an extremely talented photographer. And my staff and myself, we do some writing, but there's a lot of content to generate. So we're dependent and always have been on contributors, whether that's photographers or writers. We're currently in what we call our query phase for a couple of weeks, and you mentioned that. So if your listeners want to write for us, you go to our website, and it explains how you can pitch story ideas, basically, to us. And as it relates to photography, you know, we're always encouraging people to show us their portfolios. And one of the ways we sort of discover what we would call new photographers, on our website, for example, we do something called the Photo of the Day, and anybody can submit to that. We've discovered some really talented people through that and have used their work. And then also we do a photo contest every year in the fall. And there have been several that have come out of that have become regular contributors to us. Because, you know, the thing about photography, and I know we've talked about it on the show here before, a lot of people can have the requisite skills, you know, f-stops and all of those things. But so much of photography is scouting locations and understanding, you know, the light patterns and the time of year and frankly, just a lot of sitting in the back of your camper waiting for the clouds to roll in. And so, especially with landscape photography, you know, these men and women literally are on the road 300 days a year, just kind of waiting for the right weather and the right situation. So it takes a lot of work. And so the more people we have out doing that, the better.
You even have a place on your website that gives photo tips.
Yes, we do. And I think there's some good tips in there. And again, a lot of photographers, you know the basic stuff, but, You know, it's amazing talking to our photographers, some, especially some of the established ones, you know, Jack Dikinga, who's a Pulitzer Prize winner, and you've seen his name in our magazine for many decades. One of his most famous shots, he had to hike about 4 hours into this spot, and he was a little late getting going in the morning, and the guide that was leading him back there said, come on, we got to get going, and he got there, and he was about 10 minutes late and missed the perfect light for this this sort of iconic shot of his. He ultimately went back to that spot, I think, 7 times before he finally got one photograph that really, you know, became special, but it takes a lot of work.
Man. Romy, what did you have there?
Oh, it was back to March's picture. Are you able to identify all these locations?
Not me. You know, I know a lot of them. Of course, I'm part of the decision-making process that puts them in there. But, yeah, it's interesting. So you're talking about the last page.
I just want to know, is that Mexico down there? Are those the Mexican mountain snow cap looking south?
I don't know about that.
Let me see.
I can't see it without being closer to it. Talking about the Where Is This contest on our last page each month, one that sometimes actually does have a winner from in Arizona. And so it's fascinating. You know, we put that in the magazine back in 2008, and we get thousands of entries in that. And so basically for your listeners, not sure what we're talking about, we put a photo and ask, where is this? And some of them are more difficult than others. But this one's been a little tricky. Haven't had as many responses to this.
I believe that's the Huachucas, buddy.
Is it? They're that long?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't picture of.
I think
it would make sense now saying that. I did not have them in my mind as that long of a range. But I love about that part of the testing myself, that part of the magazine.
It really makes me mad when I don't know what it is.
Yeah. You know, if it's like.
Have we stumped you before? Yeah. Because you're somebody I don't think we could stump. Yeah, in fact, that's my new mission.
When it's a city. When it's something like of a building or I think San Carlos Hotel was in there recently.
Sure.
Stuff like that will stump me. Yeah. But a landscape, I can get pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun page. We have a lot of response. It's a good way to interact with readers. And you know, almost nobody actually sends in just the answer. Most people have this great little story about the first time they were there with their grandfather or whatever it might be, and it's you know, we try to respond to all those emails.
Photos just come out of your archive that you put?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times it's just our contributors out on the road and they see something they think is interesting that we really don't have a place for. And it's sort of become a challenge, you know, out to some of our photographers. Hey, go get us some really cool Where Is This photos. And that's where most of those come from.
Well, I'm partly responsible for y'all shipping out of state because – I tell you what, all my relatives back in Louisiana, whether and South Carolina, we give quite a few gift subscriptions out, and I never get one of those cousins on the phone where they don't want to talk about the aunt that's in the hospital or you know, or the cousin that won the Nobel Peace Prize. They want to talk about the last. Did you see the last? Oh. I mean, it's one of the most appreciated gifts I give every year.
Well, you know, we're grateful. Thank you for giving those subscriptions. That's what keeps us in business. You know, as for your listeners, maybe not familiar with the magazine, we don't have ads in there. We have 2 ad spots. You know, we're not like most magazines, which are 50 to 60% ads. And so we're dependent on subscriptions. And so your large family is very good for us. And to your point about the experience of reading it, you know, we're very cognizant of understanding that a lot of people reading this don't live here. So, you know, we have to make sure it's a magazine both for armchair travelers in Louisiana and then also for folks like those of us here in the studio who want to get out and go down to the Huachucas and see those snow-capped mountains. So we try to make it interesting not just for people who live here but for all the rest.
I have a cousin who passed away 3 years ago, but 3 years before that, they've been getting a copy for probably 15 years, 20 years. And he saw some pictures. Now, this is a man that has never been west of the Sabine River, which separates.
They don't leave their own parish there.
That's a border between Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah, okay. He's never been west of the Sabine River. And he calls me and he says, if I if I flew to Phoenix, could you take me here?
Hmm.
And I said, Johnny, if you get your behind on an airplane and land at Sky Harbor, I'll take you anywhere as you want to go.
Oh, man.
And he was a chain smoker, and he quit smoking before the trip so that he could be sit, because he would never be able to sit for 3 hours without smoking like five
right.
cigarettes.
Sure.
So he quit smoking.
Wow.
Flew to Phoenix, and I took him to the spot.
That is one of the best stories you'll ever hear. What a great story. And glad that we helped inspire that a little bit. I just, you know, we get a lot of letters and emails and things, and a quick story about, I got a letter the other day, and I actually posted it up on Instagram, and it's gotten tremendous response. But I got this letter from this 95-year-old man up in Colorado, and he's a painter, and he was writing to ask permission to paint images from our magazine, because technically it's a copyright issue. You
can't, oh.
And so most people don't ask, and, you know, that's understood. But this gentleman didn't. He said, you know, I had a subscription about 40 years ago, but I'm going to get another one soon. And I thought, here's a man 95 years old, and he's thinking ahead. I'm going to go ahead and get that subscription to Arizona Highways, renew it again after 40 years. And just a wonderful a letter from this man. And it's the kind of, you know, audience that we have. You know, we just have this tremendous readership out there that feel vested in this magazine, and it's
How
pretty
many
special.
How many people do you have on staff?
We're a small staff. My staff is myself and six other people in the
That's
editorial side.
That's a lot to manage. Yeah.
Well, in addition to all the books we write and produce, and all the social media and the Facebook and the Instagram,
that
and
is a lot.
And the related products and the calendars and
well, I keep up this website.
Yeah, and the website. Yeah, right. The website too.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
another
a dated
big
picture
one.
Is a big commitment.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and again, we. You know, going back to your point about it not being a job, everybody that, you know, is on my team, you know, is so thrilled to be a part of this legendary publication that you just pour everything into it because you just love it. And we have people on my staff that are younger and, you know, don't have sort of the same deep roots as it, but it's just, it gets into your blood.
When I was first, it was Pat McMahon. Really, mm-hmm. that put me up to it. He says, you ought to have Wynn on.
Yeah.
You know, I said, you know, I should. So I drove down there to introduce myself, and we met. And this has to be about 15 years ago, I would guess. I don't know. I lose track of time. Wynn probably called and said, no, Rose, that was 22 years. I don't know. But as we're finishing the meeting, y'all had just finished, like, clearing out some archived room, and there mm-hmm. was this banker box of just loose leaf, old dusty books and stuff like that. And it was just kind of sitting behind the little receptionist desk there. And Wynn pointed at it and he said, that's just some old stuff. We don't know what to do with this. I said, can I look through it? I said, well, can I have it? It all had little price tags on it. You know,
yeah.
I said, can I buy the whole box? Yeah. Those are some of the best books. They're like the history of Rye, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
written by the wives of local ranchers.
Right.
I mean, they're just great, great stories.
Yeah, there's so many things that we have published, and it's sad to say that we don't have copies of everything we've done. Not only did we not have December 1930, but there are books and things, and I've been personally going on eBay trying to buy some of these things for myself just because, I, you know, again, not to overdo this, but, you know, I love looking through the archives and just reading, you know, because it's not just the history of the magazine, but the history of Arizona. And you get this flavor for life from days gone by.
Absolutely. Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways. More with Robert when we get back.